KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a few isolated non-severe storms possible across western Iowa today. Additional scattered thunderstorms are expected late tonight. Severe weather threat appears to be minimal at this time. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green was transported to a hospital in Des Moines Sunday afternoon after he fell off a ladder while trimming a tree. His family says Green suffered a broken shoulder blade, fractured shoulder and collarbone, two broken ribs and bruises to his face. Green was flown to Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines, where he's recovering from his injuries. News time is 7:07.
HealthMart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a HealthMart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex HealthMart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power. But many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of HealthMart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your HealthMart pharmacist.
HealthMart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
A 58-year-old Manning man faces a felony charge of terrorism after a standoff at his home ended in a tear gas cloud. A Carroll County jailer said David Wuhr remained in custody this morning pending $25,000 bail. The incident began Friday night when a relative asked police to check on Wuhr. Carroll County Sheriff Doug Bass said that Wuhr had a pistol when he came out the front door a little before 8 p.m. Friday. He refused to leave his home but later talked to a negotiator who was called to the scene. Iowa State Patrol Lieutenant Darren Fratsky said several shots were fired inside the home and then more at officers outside. There were no injuries reported. At around 7:30 a.m. Saturday, tear gas was fired into the home and officers went inside to apprehend Wuhr. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department says an Ottaway woman suffered minor injuries during a single vehicle accident Saturday afternoon southeast of Villisca. Officials say 31-year-old Krista Colleen Sabo was traveling west on Montgomery Page Street about one quarter of a mile east of Vine Avenue at around 2:20 p.m. Saturday when the 2005 Dodge Durango she was driving hit a couple of potholes in the road. The jarring effect caused Sabo to lose control of the SUV. When she overcorrected, the vehicle left the road and entered the north ditch, where it came to rest against an embankment. Sabo was transported by Villisca EMA to the Montgomery County Hospital. The Audubon City Council will hold its regular meeting tonight, and on their agenda is maintenance bids for the water wastewater treatment plants, along with a resolution awarding the contract. The first and possibly final consideration of an ordinance allowing low-speed vehicle operation on city streets by unlicensed adults. The consideration of an ordinance banning parking in yards, a resolution establishing city employee compensation practices, and discussion with regard to the solid waste transfer station. The meeting at the Audubon City Hall begins at 7 p.m. The Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton Boards of Education will hold a joint meeting this evening in Exira, and during their 7 p.m. session in the new media center, the boards will receive an update on the whole grade sharing, hear any questions for the board pertaining to reorganization, and receive an update on a shared business manager's position. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold two sessions tomorrow night in the High School Media Center. The first session begins at 6:45 p.m. following the standard roll call procedure and approval of the agenda. The board will then move into a closed session. And when they return to an open session Tuesday night, the board will act on approving a recommendation for termination of employment. No other details are available with regard to the affected employee. Then at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, the board will hold a work session during which they'll discuss the Atlantic Middle School's building leadership team and matters pertaining to the Super Board meeting, which is scheduled to take place March the 29th. The Des Moines School District is planning to eliminate 32 jobs to help deal with a $2.8 million shortfall in the budget for next year. Those cuts are part of the proposed $474 million budget the school board will discuss Tuesday night. Des Moines District officials say they hope that most of the people losing their jobs will be able to move into other jobs within the district. The district's budget outlook has actually improved somewhat from earlier estimates because its enrollment grew by about 600 students. The budget must be submitted to Polk County officials by April 16th. And a new report says state funding for Iowa's community colleges has yet to recover from the recession, even though it's one of the best investments the state can make. The nonpartisan think tank Iowa Fiscal Partnership recently released a report. The group says community college funding has declined about 21% between 2001 and 2012 when the funding is adjusted for inflation. At the same time, enrollment grew 60%. That equates to rising tuition and fees at Iowa community colleges. Researcher Andrew Cannon said lawmakers seem to have lost sight of the central role community colleges play in the state's economy. Typically, funding for higher education will improve after a recession ends, but Cannon says that hasn't happened yet in Iowa. News time is 7:12.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In our funeral announcements, 59-year-old Pamela Jurgensen of Manila died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Pamela Jurgensen will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Iola Nelson, age 87, of Exira, died March 19th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Iola Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Carla Bruner, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Carla Bruner will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Byron Martin, age 67, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Byron Martin will be today at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Arlene Parenti LeClaire, age 84, of Lakeland, Florida, died March 17th. Funeral services for Arlene LeClaire will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Lakeland, with burial arrangements pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Daryl Barkey Dean Bauerkemper, age 83, of Walnut, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Daryl Bauerkemper will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dorothy M. Liebeck, age 71, of Audubon, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dorothy Liebeck will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Dolores Ramsey are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Merrill Hall, age 65, of Fontenelle, died Friday in Des Moines. Services for Merrill Hall will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Wilma Andrew, age 91, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Helen C. Dressler, age 100, of Anita, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Helen Dressler are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Donald Kerr, age 94, of Manila, died Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Donald Kerr are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Maxine Dolch, age 91, of Atlantic, a lifelong resident of Cass and Montgomery counties, died November 25th. Services for Maxine Dolch are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.